Hey everyone, this is Let's Talk About Sex podcast, and we are back for another episode. I know it has been like forever, but I appreciate everyone for listening, sharing, leaving a review, whatever you're doing. I'm loving it. Thank you for listening as always. I am going to be more consistent. That is a goal of mine. Be more consistent for my awesome listeners. And again, you can follow me on social sites, Facebook, like my Facebook page. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And those names are also in the description of this episode and description of this podcast. And you can also email me. I want your emails, I want your pics, I want your videos, I want your stories, I want your opinions, your advice, what you want to hear from me. I want it all, so please send those to me, hit me up. I would love to hear from you, from y'all, actually. So, out there is like so many fetishes, like everywhere. There's foot fetishes, there's bondage, latex, food, just pretty much whatever you can think of, there's a fetish for it. But I feel like one of the popular ones is like there are men, probably women too, who have like a panty fetish. And most people don't know what that is. Some people don't because they're like in the dark and don't want to explore, be open-minded about anything than what they're used to. So there are people out there who have panty fetishes, which that means they want a dirty, wet, crusty panties. Either you've been working it out all day and they want them, you've just been wearing them all day, they want them, you've been masturbating and you're wet and they want them, they just want them off your body. And there are people who will actually buy them from you, which is dope and creepy at the same time, because it's like, yeah, you're getting paid to send these people your panties, which is cool, but it's like you're sending them to probably like old creepy men. And like, you don't know who you're sending them to. And there's websites where you can, you know, find people to send them to and stuff like that, which is kind of creepy because with technology and people being super savvy with computers, like, you can hack someone's profile and find like their information and, you know, go way into depth with that and IP addresses and be like, oh, this person lives in LA, they're right around the corner from me. But there have been women who have made very good money from selling their panties, you know. And I've thought about it just a little bit. I'm just like, you know, that would be so cool, just the money aspect of it, because I mean, people want them. Like, I can go work out, I can just my everyday, take them off, send them, buy a new, brand new pack from Walmart and repeat. And I just think that it is just so crazy how you can really make money from that. I'm in this group I'm in, this a couple of women have said they've done it, have thought about done it, have thought about doing it. And the one that did it said she made, you know, a good amount of money and things like that, and that the men wanted them like after she's worked out and just been on it all sweaty and stuff, and she just ships them off, which, you know, could be a pretty lucrative business. It kind of reminds me of the episode of Orange is the New Black where they did that, all the girls, they shipped off their panties. It's a good profit, along with any other fetishes. But I really feel like the panty one is the real deal. I wonder if there are women who have, like, underwear fetishes. Like, oh, I want these men to send me their underwear. They've been in them all day. And I want you to work out and send them to me. And then it's like, which I think would be weird. If there's any women out there that do that, you're not weird. Just the thought of it is weird. So don't take offense. But I also feel like, what do you do with them? Like, do these people that request these used panties, like, what do you do with them? Like, are you just holding on to them? Do you have, like, a secret storage place for them? Like, they get hard and crusty and dirty. Like, you don't wash them, so you sniff them. Do you rub them on your penis? Like, I just want to know, like, what do you do with them? If anyone out there has a panty fetish and you're into this and you've received some, like, please hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, or my email and let me know, like, what do you do with them? Because I want to know, like, and then what if you meet someone and you're talking to them, or you get a girlfriend or wife, or you may have that now, like, what do you say to them? Like, oh, honey, I got another package in the mail, but they're panties from someone in the UK or whatever you're getting them from. It's just so crazy. There's, like, so much you can do. That'd be weird if I received, like, if I was a woman who wanted panties and, like, I received them, like, what the fuck, like, what would I do with them? I don't want to smell them. So at the most likely, they would definitely go in the trash, because I wouldn't know what to do with those. But I know this is short and sweet, because there's not really much in detail about a panty fetish. I would say, again, I may think about it, but I don't know if I'll actually do it, because, I mean, I just don't think I could do it. Granted, it's just wearing them and sending them off, but maybe I'll have to think on that. But if you have done this, if you have sent your dirty panties to someone because that's their fetish, or you've signed up for these websites to do so, please let me know. Email, Twitter, Instagram. And if you're a man who is into this and you've received them, please let me know. Email, Twitter, Instagram. I would definitely want to hear your stories. And seriously, like, what do you do with them? I want to know. Well, that's it for this one, guys. Thank you. Just bear with me. I promise I'm going to be more consistent and just talk about more crazy sex things that I want to talk about. And follow me on my social medias, like my Facebook page, share, tell your friends, family, coworkers, whoever. And just thank you for listening. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it so much.